It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio with Michael Gray.
Hello.
I'm hungry.
We're talking so much meat. I'm just going to run to the meat store on the way home because I've got so many plans for the big game tomorrow.
I can't
wait to get that good one fired up. I might just do some stuff on my tech this afternoon, too. We have a great sponsor called Tech Infrared, and I want to talk about them for just a minute. But you know what? We have a really cool guy on hold. It's a buddy of mine from New Jersey, and I think we are going to take this call first. It's Paul Rotella. Are you out there this morning, Paul?
Hey, Barbecue Bob, good to hear your voice.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good. A little icy out here, but we're nice, you know. Had some nice peppers and eggs this morning. We're getting ready for big weekend.
Yeah.
How did the storm treat you guys out on the East Coast?
Oh, we got killed. We got killed all week. It was ice, it was snow, then it was snow, then it was ice. It was crazy. In fact, this morning it's snowing right now.
Well, Paul's a big radio guy. He's the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He's also an attorney and a restaurant owner. And you're talking to Michael Gray over here. He's a longtime radio guy. He's kind of one of those rock stars, DJ dudes. And he doesn't have any earrings anymore, but he's got a couple tats.
Hey, Mike, nice to meet you.
Now, what do you got planned for tomorrow? We're talking to everybody, obviously, here in West Michigan. We're the home for the Super Bowl, and we've got the game tomorrow. You must have some plans out there.
Oh, yeah, we got a big day planned. We got some of our good friends coming over. We're going to watch the game. We're going to have a party all day, and we're going to have a very nice time. It's very, really, when you think about it, one of those nice American holidays, the Super Bowl. Everybody can enjoy it. It's a day no one expects you to do anything but watch a game, eat some good food, and relax with your friends and family. So it's going to be a great day.
It's like Thanksgiving without the hassles.
Without the hassle and without the bother. That's correct.
So last time I was talking to you, we were talking about one of your favorite things to grill, and that was calamari. Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, that's something a lot of people don't know you can grill. You know, first of all, you guys know you can grill anything, all right?
Absolutely.
And when you grill it, anything tastes better. But even, you know, I got to tell you, even if you want to do this because some people aren't Italian, maybe grill some buffalo wings, I don't know. But I got a good friend of mine who really understands how to do stuff. And, you know, in our neighborhood, we cook something that you guys call calamari. We call it galamad, all right? And galamad is basically a squid fish. You've probably seen it at restaurants, very fancy. They cut it up and everything.
Well, but Red Wings fans throw them on the ice.
Those are octopi.
Ah, sorry.
You know about it. Okay. You know, in the old days, this was a peasant food, galamad. You used to use it for bait. The old Guinea Italians, and I'm an Italian, so I can say that we used to use that for bait to get fish. Then it became a delicacy when people found out how good it is. And I got to tell you, the way to do this, all right, first of all, let me explain this. You got to do it right. This is very serious business here. Preparation is very important with galamad. You got to clean it. You keep cleaning it again. Then you get it nice. Then you got to get your grill nice. And what I mean by that is you got to really get the crust off of that black stuff that you got in the grill, you know, from your tutta medagon hamburgers you make usually.
Yeah, forget about it.
What's that? Yeah,
forget about it.
Come on. So you get it nice and clean, all right? Then I would do some preparation with the galamad. And what I would do, and you can do it a number of ways. Some people put just salt on it, which is delicious. Or I like to marinate it. And the easiest way to marinate a galamad, all right, is first you cut it into strips. You get it ready. And you put it into one of them Ziploc bags with some Italian dressing. You can get any kind of dressing you want. You get the Paul Newman's, you get the other stuff, whatever you got. And I usually put a little touch of ginger in there, just a little bit of touch, okay? And then after you get your nice clean grill, you oil it down with a little nice olive oil. Then you cut the calamari strips that you got cut. You put it on the grill, all right? And, you know, I have an old saying. You don't cook fish. You threaten it. And that's important because with calamari, if you overcook it, it'll become chewy. So you put it on, you listen to it sear, okay, and you take it and you flip it after about maybe 15, 20 seconds, and you leave it on for maybe 30 seconds, tops, a minute, okay, and then you take it off. Now, you eat it. It's good, all right? But the bottom line is there's a lot of things. Let me give you a quick tip. By the way, all you people out there listening, how to make nice calamata sauce, people wonder, how do you make nice sauce? You put the calamata in your tomato sauce. When you're opening up your bottle of wine, because you got to get wine, right, with the calamata, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You take the cork. This is an old Italian tradition. No one knows. You take the cork. You throw it into the sauce. And there's something in the cork. It's a chemical reaction. It keeps the calamata nice and tender. So that's a little trick I give you for nothing. And another thing I like to do with calamata is make it very easy. And this is something you can do in the summertime, especially when it's nice out and you have a nice garden in the backyard. You go, you pick maybe some of your peppers, some red, green, yellow peppers, some big onions, zucchini, even tomatoes, okay? You slice them down the crossways, okay, right in half. And cut them into, let's say, a quarter-inch, half-inch strips the most. You put them on the grill with the calamata. You flip them, you cook them nice, you get a nice taste, you have a nice either glass of beer, glass of wine. And let me tell you never tasted something as good as barbecued calamata, which is, I think, one of the best things that America ever did to calamata.
Hey, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Paul Rotella. He's one of my paisan buddies out in New Jersey. he's a very... very good guy, a lot of fun, and if you ladies that are listening, he's kind of like a much better looking Alec Baldwin, and could probably kick his butt anyway. But
hey, Alex, all right, we gotta we take care of our guys here. We don't get involved too much.
Yeah, forget about it.
Hey, let me tell you, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of things. I know a lot of my friends around the country are doing some great things. Like I got buddies down at the Treasure Trove in Fort Lauderdale. They're grilling a big pig, and by the way, pork on the grill is the best thing you could ever make next to calamata. I don't know if you guys heard you guys talking before about that.
Yeah.
But you put a little bit of the pork, a little bit of calamata, you got a great feast. It'd be terrific.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of grills fired up tomorrow.
Paul, what are the big mistakes people make with seafood? Because I know, man, it scares me a little bit. And then being out on the coast, obviously, with the water right there, you guys got to know all about this.
Sure.
Not just the calamari and everything else. But what are the big mistakes people make when they start barbecuing fish and seafood?
Seriously, I hate to say it. The biggest problem people make with barbecuing fish is, like I said before, you got to clean that grill. It's got to be almost like brand new. And you got to oil it down. People don't do that. They don't realize a little bit of oil, you take a little rag, and you should do it with the grill. After you clean the grill, you should let it cool down a little bit, to keep the fire off. And then you put the oil on it, and then you fire it up, and you put your fish on. And the thing with fish, again, is the biggest mistake people seem to make, and you got to forgive them because it's an art. Grilling is a lost art. You got to learn not to overcook it. Because the minute you overcook the fish, you kind of ruin it. It's like overcooking a steak, I know my mother, she gets a steak, she cooks it, and she wants it, extra, extra well done. And she orders a beautiful piece of steak in a restaurant or somewhere on the grill, she'll have it. And I don't know why. She could have anything because she makes it into shoe leather. Well, fish, it's even more important to almost undercook it. I like when I have a piece of salmon, a piece of nice tuna, you got to cook it nice, number one. That's very important. And by cooking it nice, I mean you almost want it a little bit raw in the center. Not quite, but just a touch that, if it was on there for less than a second more, it would have been raw. And take it right off and then serve it right away. You can't put fish on the side and nuke it or reheat it. You got to be ready. You put your fish on last so that everything else is ready. You cook your fish quick, you get it on the plate, and you give it to your guests. That's probably the number one thing that people do wrong.
So let's talk about this sauce for the calamari.
Oh, yeah.
Explain exactly how we're going to make that.
Oh, there's a great way. First of all, is the key to the sauce, and, I should have told you this before, the key to the grill, as you know, is the fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the key to the sauce is the tomatoes. They got to be fresh. All right, now, where you live or where I live, it's kind of hard to do that, but, in California, other places, you get nice, fresh tomatoes. Now, if you want to make your own sauce, you got to do that with your own tomatoes. And I'm not going to get into how you can them and all that good stuff. You people who know out there, your wonderful audience, the guys that know, they know,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you don't do that, you can take a nice paste, a tomato paste and some tomatoes, and you put it into your pan, all right, or your big pot, as I used to call it, and you put it in there after you get it ready. Now, how do you get the pan ready? You throw some olive oil in, all right? Then you take some garlic, you fry it up nice. And what Clemenza used to say, you stir it so it don't stick, all right? Then you put the sauce in. You put in a little bit of spices, whatever you like. You can put in oregano, parsley. I put a little bit of Mary Jane, a little bit of thyme, a little bit of kind of different kind of spices and give it some nice flavors. And then you get it ready where it's simmered, it's boiled down. You know it's a nice sauce, a little salt and pepper, I put a little bit of wine in it, too, because it's kind of fun to do that with a little bit of sugar. It's a very old, traditional Southern Italian sauce, a very thick sauce. And then what you do is you put your calamari in at the very end, because, again, you don't want to overcook it. You throw your calamari in that's cleaned very well. You put in your that cork, as I tell you, and you let it sit there for maybe, I don't know, maybe half an hour, 20 minutes tops, depending how hot it is. You know, I've done it in 15 minutes, and it's done. And the way you know it's done, you pull out a calamari, you taste it. If it's ready, it's ready. Believe me, the sauce will get infused with the flavor almost immediately. And then you take it out. You serve it over some nice angel hair, linguine, or something that you like nice pasta that you like. I know some people just like calamari marinara. And in that way, when you don't have a lot of sauce, you just cook it on like a pan. And you put it in a pan, and you can sauté it right on top of your gas top. And it's a different way of making it, but a lot of people like it just like that. And I'll always, you know, if I'm going to do some calamari, I'll always throw a couple of clams in, you know, maybe a shrimp or two, just because I kind of like that mixture of the seafood.
Yeah, or you could even do some crab.
Oh, yeah. You know, crab is great, but the problem with crab is a lot of people don't know how to eat crab. You put a crab on their plate. If you make crab sauce, they make a big mess. They don't know what they're doing. They waste it anyway. So you got to get some nice lump crab meat and put that on. That I would put on probably last because most of the times that stuff is either cooked or just very quickly cooked. And I'd put it separately on top to keep the flavor out.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Maybe do a little, kind of dress it up a little bit.
Oh, sure. You know, the best thing about what we do is that you learn by your experience. So after you do this for 60, 70 years, you know how to do it right. And the hard part is learning how to do it right because, again, it's a very serious business. And a lot of people think you just take out something and you can make it right away. By the way, that doesn't mean you don't have fun with it. You know, you have a lot of fun with it. And you learn from your experience. And eventually you put a little bit of this in, a little of that in, and you make it unique and it's something special that you can prepare for your friends, your guests, your family. And eventually you're going to get it right.
Talking to Paul Rotella here on The Grilling Guys. And, Paul, before we let you go, we got to get your prediction for the game on Sunday. Who are you taking?
Oh, I like the Giants. They're very good. Well, what's the matter? Well, you know, I'm from Jersey, okay? The Jersey Giants, the only guys I promote. Not because I got a lot of friends, but, you know, I got to do the right thing. Seriously, though, I think you guys know who's going to win. I think Green Bay's got this one locked up. There's a lot of emotional support. I'm amazed to see the emotional support people are giving to Green Bay. So, you know, we're going to look at them, and hopefully that's going to be the winner. And we're looking at that as a heads-up win.
All right, Paul, thanks, man. We've got our regional president here, the head man, Dark Helmet. He's a Jersey-born kid, too. So I get plenty about the Giants.
Hey, we'll have to introduce you to Matt someday, Paul, being the big radio guy out in Jersey that you are. But listen, good to talk to you, my friend. And next time I'm buying the pizza.
Hey, you got a deal. It's good to talk to you guys at 107.3. Your wonderful audience, and you guys just have a great Super Bowl Sunday, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, we'll see you again.
All right.
And that was Paul Rotella. He is a good friend and just a fun guy. But, see, it's people like that make this show, and that's why we're going to teach you to be that barbecue guy.
Well, it's people like that make me hungry.
I know. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, that sounds like... I haven't been to the East Coast in a long, long time. Last time I was there, it was actually in Baltimore in the Inner Harbor. And seafood, I mean, we eat a lot of fish, obviously, in Michigan, Great Lakes State, all that, and Lake Michigan being, as a crow flies, 25, 30 miles away. They take it to a level. If you haven't had it for real, if you haven't been there and really gotten in with guys like Paulie that know just exactly what they're doing, man, it's another realm of chow.
And you did say his name right. It really is Paulie.
No, it's got to be. Can't be from Jersey and not.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break here.
Yeah, we got to accessorize your grill coming up in the next one. Everything that you need to know and even some other stuff that you... We got to talk about that the thing with the briskets, the little stamper deal. What is that called? What is that called? What is that thing?
I'm going to tease you.
All right. I gotta get one of those. I needed one last week. We'll get to it. Stick around.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.